When Richard was born, we were up at Ballymore, and my mother came up to stay with us after I came out of the hospital to help me look after David, because there was no water after Richard. Just think, I know my own kids' names better than Richard. There's no water in the house, and you know, he's out washing nappies and God knows what all. She came up and she stayed for, I came home from the hospital at the beginning of December, I think. She came up, she was here over the Christmas, over the New Year. She stayed almost till the end of January, and then she decided that it was time to go home. So she packed her case, she was going off the next day, and we booked Alistair to take the taxi down. And during the night, the most enormous storm blew up, and she never got out till Easter.
Really?
She never got out, she never got home until Easter. Between the snow and pointing out, I'm not going till this snow's gone away, and you with the baby. And, it was Easter when she went home.
Incredible.
And there was only Bill Kelly.
That's right.
With the lorry.
Big Studebaker.
Yes, that's right. And a little bit of a snowplough fixed on the front of it. I remember every Sunday, David went when he was, what, only 12 sort of. Al Murray and a whole gang of everybody used to get the shovels along to Bridge End and they had to dig it by hand before before the lorry could get up.
Dig the snow in front, because there was too much snow for the lorry.
Yes, that's right, so that the snow plough could get it up. Yes. They were horrendous. Oh. David used to do the Sunday papers, and I remember sometimes him putting the Sunday papers on the sledge and taking the Sunday papers round with the sledge. Yeah. Oh, the winters were enormous. Mm.